I'm Chuck Sievertson, ABC News, with the Democrats' weekly address.
My fellow Americans, I speak to you in the midst of a period of great uncertainty and great unrest, but also one of hope and opportunity. As we prepare to fulfill one of democracy's oldest traditions, the peaceful transfer of power, we continue to reckon with the aftermath of a deadly attack on the Capitol last week, one of the darkest days in American history, a day that will live in infamy. The damage to our institutions and to the Capitol itself was despicable. The loss of life, including one Capitol police officer, was needless and tragic. And make no mistake, the rioters and domestic terrorists who attacked the Capitol on January 6th will be brought to justice. And we in Congress will make sure that such a breach in security never happens again. Soon, the Senate will conduct a second impeachment trial for President Trump for inciting the violence on the Capitol last week. Donald Trump remains a threat to our democracy and will be held accountable for what he's done, whether or not he's president during the trial. At the same time, the Senate's work on behalf of the American people will not be deterred. The nation's facing unprecedented challenges, the greatest economic crisis in 75 years since the Great Depression, the greatest public health crisis in a century since the Spanish pandemic flu, the climate crisis, income inequality, racial injustice. The Senate Democratic majority, along with President-elect Biden and our House colleagues, is committed to delivering the bold change our country demands and the help that our people need. As soon as President Biden and Vice President Harris are sworn in, we'll set to work to provide the American people further relief from the COVID pandemic, including increasing direct payments to working families to $2,000. We must further support vaccine distribution and deliver help for state and local governments, families, small businesses. We also must help the Biden-Harris administration hit the ground running, and so the Senate will work to quickly confirm the president-elect's highly qualified cabinet, as well as his judicial and executive nominations. The new Democratic Senate will also conduct a rigorous investigation of the events that led to the tragedy of January 6th, including the role of white supremacy, disinformation, and the gross disparity in force between the Trump administration's response to the Capitol rioters and the administration's response to the racial justice protesters last summer. We will do all this and more. Climate change, clean infrastructure, health care, immigration reform, voting rights. Senate Democrats will get to work on the biggest challenges we face and get our country finally back on track. The American people have entrusted Senate Democrats with an enormous responsibility. We will work every single day to reward the faith that you have placed in us.
The Democrats' Weekly Address. I'm Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.